Hey, it's Jonathan Van Ness. Americans United for Separation of Church and State defends your freedom to live as yourself and believe as you choose, so long as you don't harm others. Core freedoms like abortion rights, marriage equality, public education, and even American democracy itself rest upon the wall of separation between church and state. Christian nationalists are attacking these freedoms, seeking to force us all to live by their narrow beliefs. Americans United is fighting back. Freedom without favor and equality without exception. Learn more about AU at au.org/curious.
Let's face it, I'm not going to stop treating myself anytime soon, and neither should you. But what I should stop doing is paying for me time with whatever random credit card is in my wallet. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times the points on your spending. So what could future you do with better rewards? Honey, is it like a gorgeous free flight that you would have had to have paid for, but honey, you're saving that flight money? Is it a gorgeous room upgrade? Is it like a gorgeous like two-bedroom suite instead of a one-bedroom suite, so you're like in-laws or like your friend could stay over there in that room, so you don't have to like hear them doing whatever with what they're doing in your guys's room? Is it like really adulting? Oh, I love adulting. And you know what else I love? Is not waiting to make smart financial decisions. I also love paying my credit cards off in full every month because, like, yes, good credit. So let's, like, do try to do that and, like, making responsible decisions, which we love. But anyway, don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Hey, curious people. Welcome to Pretty Curious, our podcast on all things beauty. I'm Jonathan Van Ness. Y'all, I don't know about you, but my TikTok FYP, mostly TikTok FYP, a little bit on my Explore page, has been giving me ice bath plunge central. If it's not an ice bath, it's a sauna. It's just really trying to give me like, I don't know if that's because I went to Finland last year or what, but like, it just is really giving me all of the hot and cold treatments, which made me curious about like, how much does that like holistic beauty treatments, like hot and cold temperature stuff, how much does that really impact our external beauty, our internal health? So to talk about hot treatments, cold treatments, ice plunges, and all thing like and all things holistic beauty, we have Dr. Jonathan Leary coming on the show. He's a chiropractor. He's a wellness expert. He's really got the health thing down, hunty. So he's going to be our guest today. I'm Pretty Curious. And it's going to be giving you like myth busters of like wellness, basically. But before we get to that conversation, let's get into our Getting Ready With Me segment. Y'all, I don't know if you've had a chance to try this, but it's the Ilia Super Serum Skin Tint. This is an incredible tinted serum. It has SPF 40 in it. It has beautiful skincare ingredients in it. I am obsessed with this, y'all. I will just say, though, I've been through three, and I'm kind of surprised that I haven't talked about it yet. I'm Pretty Curious. Actually, I think I watched the founder of this company win a Women's Wear Daily Award for, can't remember what the category was, but I met her, and she was really sweet. But I'd already been using this product for a while. I think I've gone through like at least five or six of these over the years. And this is what I'll say. I love it for real life. I love it for winter. I love it for summer because the sun's not sleeping, honey. It's just beautiful. I will say that if you wear it on camera, it can photograph very super duper shiny. So you may want to like have a little translucent coating powder on hand, or if you're like doing anything like on camera, but it's got a beautiful glow. I think it looks so stunning in real life, and I've been through literally five or six of them, and it lasts a really long time. So I love the Ilia Super Serum. That would be my product to recommend. If you've been looking for that product that's like doesn't fully cover your skin, so it lets your skin still shine through, but it has SPF, it really this can be like a one-stop shop. Like you could really get out of the shower and only use this product on your face. And it's nice because there's all that skincare in there, it doesn't go on chalky or heavy. It really like blends into the skin beautifully. So I think this is a really good product for someone who likes a natural finish and just wants to look a little bit more balanced and put together. So I love it. Try it out. If you haven't tried it already, go Ilia. All right. Beauty news and hot takes. You guys, I almost freaked out and edited our last week's episode of Pretty Curious to add this. It was all about the Margiela show at the Paris Couture Week. Pat McGrath went ahead and destroyed the beauty internet. Like everyone is freaking out. It's just that look. If you didn't see, everyone looked incredible at that show. The models' faces were reshaped to look like dolls. There have been so many TikTok videos of people trying to recreate this look. The internet was trying to figure out how she achieved this look. She said that all will be revealed on Instagram. And as of right now, we still don't exactly know how she did it. But I do think what I saw is that it was this like Garnier Fructis mask, like a peel off mask. I think that's what it was, you guys. That's what some of my friends that I was looking at on Instagram thought, but it looked so cool. And I think also, it's also cool for like mystery and not everyone has to tell you how they achieved every single look, but Pat McGrath, just come on, queen, the queen that keeps on giving. Absolutely love her. And I just love how she's created this moment for her. And I think it's also what that has shown us is that Fashion Week is still and always will be relevant. I think in the eras of Fashion Weeks, I think there was a time where like New York Fashion Week meant something a little bit different than maybe it does now. But like Fashion Week, honey, that is still where the community, where the fashion and beauty industry comes together and just tells you what time it is. And it is still the trendsetter. It is still the tastemaker. So I do want to keep in touch with this though, because I think we've talked so much about how like cloud skin is all about 2024. And I just feel like Pat McGrath single-handedly was like, no, y'all are still going to be into dewiness. But this is not Pat McGrath's first viral moment. I think when Pat revealed that Taylor had used the Elsin 4 Liquid Lust Matte Lipstick for her iconic red lip, that Elsin 4 sold out instantly. And to this day, it's still very difficult to find. So, I mean, Pat McGrath, keep doing the Lord's work. Thank you. Speaking of a red lip, Zendaya rocked red eyeshadow and cherry cola ombre lips in a short fringe. That look was everything. We loved it. I would be remiss if I didn't mention that last week, Sinaj was literally just saying that a red lip never goes out of style. It's true. This may be a little bit darker and edgier, but it still is a red lip. If you are listening to this stateside in the U.S., we've really been getting all over the place with our weather. It's cold, it's hot, we're hot fronts, we're cold fronts. This is a great time of year to use a mask in your hair. Our new Nurture Mask, such a gorgeous formula, gives your hair so much shine, so much slip. Also, our conditioning mist, best detangler ever, and so hydrating to the hair. It's going to protect it from heat, helps to revive curls, helps on day two, day three style. So if you're needing a new detangler or a reviving mist in your life, get our conditioning mist. It's really good for this weather out here. But now it's time to get to gorgeous Dr. Jonathan Leary. Dr. Jonathan Leary is a chiropractor and the founder and CEO of Remedy Place, a social wellness club dedicated to holistically bringing their guests back into balance. Throughout his career, Dr. Leary has brought his professional expertise to a wide range of celebrities, professional and Olympic athletes, and patients from all walks of life. His doctorate in research makes him uniquely positioned to tell us a lot about the cold therapies, hot therapies, and really just a lot of like these trending therapies that we're seeing a lot on our TikTok in terms of like wellness. So I'm really excited to get in this conversation with him. He's incredible. Let's get it to the combo. Dr. Leary, thank you so much for coming on Pretty Curious today. We just want to be gorgeous and healthy, you know, here. I think everyone just wants to be healthy on the inside, fuckable on the outside. No news here. You know, obviously that's true. But cold plunging really took over my TikTok. And I just want to know if it works. Now, before we get into that, let me just say this. I did do a cold plunge in my apartment. I like filled up my bathtub with cold water. And then I put all this ice in the bathtub. And when I laid my naked gay ass in there, my body made this convulsing noise that I've never made before. I was going like, hoo, 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 so much so that my assistant almost came barging in and I was like, I'm naked, get out. But it was so cold. And I don't know that I looked that much more fuckable afterwards. I only did it the once. I don't know. So how does it work? What's it supposed to do? What's the deal?
I mean, listen, for your first time, you should have a coach. You should have breath work before. You should know what is normal, what's not normal. It is a jolting experience. You don't know what to expect. So that is the body's natural response, is this shortening of breath. Just trying to figure out, what the hell did you just do to me? But it's a training, right? Like, you're teaching your body how to adapt to that extreme. And that's part of the process. And also, you know, ice baths, you're going to see a substantial benefit just from one. But it's like also saying, hey, if I go to the gym and work out for my first time, or if I ate a salad today, like, does that change my whole nutrition or change my whole fitness performance? You know, these are regular practices that you want to add to your life, just like you would normally work out or eat a certain way or sleep a certain way.
What are these fucking benefits then? Is it gonna reduce my cortisol? And when you don't have cortisol, you don't have belly fat. And when you have belly fat, you need Relicor from that commercial in the 90s. Remember? Do you remember that commercial? Or you don't know? Remember? It was a good commercial.
I don't think I know that one. But listen, here are the benefits. Honestly, there's so many, and this is where I think it's really important to understand, right? Like, right now, people feel like they don't control their mind or their body, right? Like, people from a mental health standpoint feel like they've lost control. This is an amazing practice to teach you that you actually do control your mind and your body. So the mental benefit is, one, overcoming something challenging, but you're actually getting a dopamine spike that continues to grow after. So it does drastically shift your mood and make you happier. So like, there is a huge mental component from accomplishing something hard, teaching your body you're in control. And then from a chemical standpoint, actually altering the chemicals in your body to make you happier.
And how do we know that? Do we like take people's blood right after they do an ice bath and they're like, oh yeah, Wow, there's a lot more dopamine in this blood.
Yeah, so there's actually, this is where science has proven this dopamine spike, which is a really powerful finding. Obviously in the club, and for you, like, people aren't going and doing their dopamine, like testing their blood right after all the time. But, you know, through clinical trials, we know that. So that's a big one. Second, because your body's put in this extreme cold, after, in order to warm up, there's a lot of things that happen that are amazing. Metabolism spikes. Mm-hmm. So you're burning a lot of calories. You're actually leaning out. So it'll change your body composition. It's activating your brown fat, which actually creates a thermodynamic effect to start breaking down fat in the body. So then people's, you know, if you have aesthetic goals, if you want to change your body, ice baths are the fastest way to actually change the way you look from an aesthetic standpoint.
Really? Really, Jonathan? Really?
Yeah. You try to burn as many calories in an ice bath in 6 minutes as how long you'd have to work out to hit the same amount. Substantially.
So my lower back is going to get more snatched from just doing what if you just work out like normal and just add ice baths like twice a week, you're going to be like more snatched, really?
A million percent. This isn't just like a maybe. Like, I think obviously, like, I'm so regimented and my health program is insane, but ice baths have substantially changed my body composition and how I look. Without a doubt, there's nothing else that can affect me more in 6 minutes than an ice bath. Not only mentally, physically, emotionally, how I sleep, like, it fixes everything.
Is there any like risks for like ice baths?
Yeah. I mean, like you were saying, the initial shock, right? Like, your body goes into the state, the sympathetic state, where you're getting this shortening of breath and your heart rate does elevate. So just know, like, if you have a heart condition, let's just check. But know that by working with a professional, there is always a safe recommendation that we can get you to, because the benefits are so good and it doesn't have to cost you money. You know, like, if you can't afford an ice bath or putting ice in your tub, doing a cold shower, like, this is an amazing free practice. Anyone, anywhere in the world can make a drastic impact on their health for free. And that, for me, especially because Remedy's like this luxury club and, you know, it is expensive. Teaching people these simple practices that cost nothing is very important for me. And like, the foundational pillars of health are so simple and they don't have to be expensive. And those are far more important.
What do you think about hot and cold therapies is like becoming so popular? Why are they having such a moment? Like, why is that mom who like crushes the ice in her outdoor bathtub on my TikTok all the fucking time now? Like, why are we so into these therapies?
You've never seen a commercial or a billboard on an ice bath or a sauna because no one's had the marketing dollars to tell people that it works. Now with social media and it being everywhere, people are like, oh my God, that helped them. Oh my God, I want to feel that way. So it's really just the awareness has shifted because social media has given a platform that's free to allow people to learn what's out there. And that's what I love about it. Cause it's like, no matter who it is or like whoever's posting about their ice bath, their sauna, they're actually having such a big impact on all these people that feel hopeless and don't feel good. And if you make someone feel good, like that's the whole point of why, like my mission in my career is like just helping people feel better. You start making people feel good, their whole life start to change. The people around them, their lives start to change. And it's just finally getting the attention that it deserved. And now it's a snowball effect. Like it's just going to take over everything. Like all these simple practices and people learning how to take care of themselves. This is the future. And just putting the control back in your hands to take, like learn how to take care of you. Let's teach people how their body works. Let's teach people how to take care of it. Learn that the body doesn't just like miraculously stay healthy. It's whole forever. And the people that are struggling with more health problems, it's like they have to make it even more of a priority to really do everything they can to help their body and put it in a better state.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. In the brand new book, Dear Bi Men, author, peer counselor, and creator of the hashtag Bisexual Men Speak, J.R. Youssef offers an unapologetic guide for readers who are Black, Mask, and Bi. The book features cutting social analysis, personal stories, and reclaims Bi plus visibility in a culture of erasure. It also offers practical feedback on how to unlearn internalized biphobia and homophobia, fight back against erasure and stigma, navigate sex, dating, partnerships, marriage, friendship, and much more. It's available now wherever books are sold. North Atlantic Books is offering listeners 25% off plus free shipping. Purchase Dear Bi Men at www.northatlanticbooks.com and use code CURIOUS25 at checkout for 25% off and free shipping. U.S. mailing address required.
Darling, I was on a vacation recently and stayed at an Airbnb, and then I realized that while I was away, my empty house could be making money, honey. If you're someone like me that is busy and not home all the time, your home could be an Airbnb, and it's actually pretty simple to get started. Even if you don't have a whole house, you could start with just a spare room. Personally, I really enjoy staying at Airbnbs. I really do. I love a good Airbnb. Who is that? Come back, British you. And it really is a great way to like support local economy and support local people. So Airbnb is fabulous. And I know I was doing my British voice earlier, but we love Airbnb. So think about what you could do with some extra cash, whether you're looking to treat yourself to something nice, like a shopping spree or a spa day, or start a whole side hustle. Airbnb can help you be that person. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Dr. Leary, darling, I saw this article like 4 years ago about this lady who worked at a cryotherapy place, but she like slipped and fell and then she died in the cryotherapy thing. And so then I've never done cryotherapy. Should we be doing cryotherapy? Is it different than ice baths? Is it hog's wash, as my grandma would have said? What like differences between cryotherapy and like ice baths?
No, this is exactly what you need to know. One, anything that you've ever heard about bad about cryo, it's because those are ones that they use nitrogen gas. Nitrogen gas to cool those units. You always see the head out.
Yes.
But if those fumes, if you breathe in the fumes, you pass out. If you're too close to the fumes, you get burnt.
Yeah.
There are fully electric cryo chambers, which are 100% safe.
So there's an electric cryo chamber?
Yes, it's a way more expensive for whatever the establishment that has it, but it's usually the same.
You're not going to pass out and die from like nitrogen exposure. So
you get to put your whole body in there. So like you're in a whole chamber with like your heads in as well, which is also amazing, especially for your skin.
Oh,
you know, especially for all the benefits of decreasing inflammation in the face. But when we're comparing ice baths to cryo, two different things. They both have similar benefits because they're both cold modalities, but water conduction and air conduction are two different things. Mm. Air conduction with cryo penetrates surface level of the skin. So think of it as like your skin temperature will change more in cryo, and like maybe inflammation surface level would be better in cryo. But water conduction will penetrate deeper into the body. So your core temperature will change more in an ice bath, which has a lot more heightened benefits. Like whatever cold modality you're using, if it's in water, it's going to spike a lot more. Like your dopamine, your endorphins, your sleep, the thermodynamic effect of your metabolism, all of these things will be better when submerged in water versus air. But both are incredible.
So, okay. So infrared, so like hot therapies, darling. Like, is it cute? Is it cool? Is it good for us? I actually do have a steam thing in my shower here. So I could like just do a private steam.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah. I mean, there's different forms, right? There's steam, there's dry saunas, there's infrared saunas. All make a substantial impact on your health. For your steam, it's better for like respiratory health.
Mm.
You know, so I think, but I, from like the science and literature side, saunas are a lot more impactful for like the amount of health benefits compared to a steam.
Mm.
And yeah, I mean, the more you do it, the better it is. I mean, there's like so much evidence right now just for cardiovascular health and longevity. The more saunas we do, the longer we'll live and the more healthy we'll be.
Why?
It's all blood flow. Think of like heat adds more blood flow. More blood flow means more distribution of oxygen and nutrients to the body. Just like we were saying, like in a gym, movement cures, like longevity for moving the body is like to keep you pain-free and keep you going. That's how we live longer. Think of it as like movement of the blood through your body does the same. So the more that we have proper blood flow, think of it with any of your beauty regimens. The more you can stimulate blood flow to the face, the better it's going to look and the better it's going to heal, because blood flow helps recover, but it also helps bring all the good things to that area. You know, when you say I was doing a bicep curl, the blood will go to my bicep. That's why it looks bigger. Or if I'm like eating food, blood will go to my intestines to break down the food. If we are looking for like facials or whatever they're doing, like they're sending blood to the face. So think movement of blood, more longevity, like very simple.
One other major thing about like saunas and like hot rooms and even hot yoga, because I used to, like I said, like I had multifaceted reasons for using it, but then I got psoriasis when I was in my mid-20s and heat like really flares my psoriasis. Like I will not have a flare up and I'll go into a hot yoga room and I will like look down halfway through and I'm pizza. Like I am hives, pizza, full, like just like heat, like really, like, and even to this day, like I don't take as like hot of showers as I used to, not as long as I used to, like just my skin's like more sensitive to heat. So like, and that question was like risks of heat. But if you do have, if someone is like, has like sensitive skin, or is it kind of the same with the ice bath? Just like start smaller. If you want those like benefits, like just do like a, yeah, tell me.
Yeah. I mean, listen, putting your body in extreme heat or extreme cold is going to cause a reaction to the body. That body is also fighting internally. Like think of an external stimulus might bring out an external response more. But your psoriasis, if we changed your diet and cut away all these pro-inflammatory foods, your body wouldn't have as many flare-ups, or maybe would never have flare-ups.
I've been living with psoriasis for like 13 years. So I've done like a lot of, diet like cutouts and pullbacks. Like
okay.
I kind of just like eat a little bit of everything now, but I think that's only from just like so long. Like I like trying to like curtail it. I was like, I just can't anymore.
Yeah, I know it's frustrating, right? It's like, unless you if you knew exactly what worked and what fixed it, you probably wouldn't do it as much.
Yeah.
Like I think now there's so many blood tests to look at what foods actually cause inflammation. What deficiencies do you have? What imbalances do you have? A full analysis of your gut health. Like now there's no more guessing. With like functional medicine, we can actually understand a full blueprint of everything going on in your body, right? And then you might just have all these imbalances, all these deficiencies. And then we can tell you exactly what foods are causing a more of a reaction.
Oh, girl, where do you work? Let me come over. I need to do that.
When you just give the body what it needs and you take away what it doesn't for you, it all heals. It knows, your body knows how to heal. Like you have a, if you get a cut, it heals. If you break a bone, it heals. It's the same thing with all the other systems. You just need to give it what it needs.
I need to get your info. I gotta get to my blood stuff. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch & Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying something's different about you in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. If you follow me on socials or listen to Getting Curious and Pretty Curious, then you'll know I've been on a real makeup journey over the last few years. I've especially been enjoying a more colorful eyeshadow moment, and I've been loving incorporating Thrive Cosmetics' full line of makeup into my routine. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. One thing that's really major about Thrive is how much they're prioritizing giving back. It feels good to know that when I support Thrive, Thrive turns around and supports the communities around them too. I also love that their high-performance formulas are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free and have zero parabens, sulfates, and phthalates. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/curious. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/curious for 10% off your first order. So what is Remedy Place? How did you start it? Like, who are you? What's your tea?
Yeah, so I started working on Remedy Place in 2012. It was my original practice idea. Remedy Place is the world's first social wellness club. So the whole point of Remedy is to make you feel better and to give you a new way to socialize. So it's not like a spa where you go and isolate yourself in every room. Everything there, you can either, you know, do by yourself if you want, or it's where you'd have a date night, or you meet your friends after, instead of doing a drink, or you'd have an event, or you'd have your birthday, or you'd have a corporate outing. But it's all about self-care experiences that make you feel good and give you a new way to socialize.
Mm. Okay, so, because now you've had Remedy Place for what? Like, over, it's like been over 10, or how long?
No, so I've been working on it since 2012, but the first club opened in LA at the end of 2019. So where it's like four and a half years.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
What are some of the like positive outcomes that you've seen? Like someone who was just like really skeptical, really like not into it, and then also having like negative health consequences, but then like through XYZ, like dealt with. Can you tell us like a cute story?
Yeah. I mean, there's so many, like every single day, like we're being told of like, from like simple things, like huge breakthroughs where they just like something finally clicked in their brain, like, and that it changed their whole entire life. Like we hear maybe once a week that this place changed my life, or like just finally gave them the solution, or they're sober and they're like, I've had no social life, nothing to do, you know? And like, it just kept making me more and more isolated and not feel like I was a part of anything. And now I finally have a community in place where I can socialize and have fun. I think the other thing is like thinking people can't have fun because they're healthy. And it's like, no, there's a lot that you can do to be healthy. And then we've had severe cases where people have cancer and they're like struggling and they're like, no one knows how to take care of me. I feel hopeless. And like Remedy gave me that like one piece of joy. Like, I feel like people know me, they take care of me, they know my struggles, they know how to make me feel good. And like, although we're not like a main medical facility that is like saying, hey, we treat all of these things, your, you know, autoimmune problems, gastrointestinal problems, like when you start just making all these changes in your life and you're adding these things in, your body just starts to feel better, you know? So it doesn't matter if it's like, hey, you're young and sober and you just want a fun social activity, to hey, like I'm really unhealthy. I really don't feel good. No one can help me. Everyone tells me I'm fine, to like, we're here to help you no matter what it is. And I promise you, like, all of these things work. And like, I would never put my name or Remedy's name next to it if I didn't know without a doubt in my mind had a significant impact on people that are coming in, because people lost hope with our healthcare system and trust. And like, I want to rebuild that. And I want to show people, like, you know, there's so many things that you'll connect with and that you can feel part of. And it's really just restore hope, right? And make them feel better.
Jonathan, and then before our rapid fire, we're almost done. Is there, now, like, you could totally say, like, alcohol or, like, meth. Like, what's the one thing you should not do if you want to stay cute? But it could also be something, like, interesting, like, stop not getting at least 7 hours. Like, is there one thing that, like, you just do not do as, like, a health fucking doctor expert?
Yeah, don't compromise sleep, and then don't do anything that compromises sleep. And I think the biggest disruptor of sleep is usually alcohol.
Mm, it's and like, meth. And cocaine. Yeah. And Adderall.
Yeah.
Really any upper. Just think,
yeah, let's just not do it, you know? Or
do you drink coffee?
Coffee's fine. You know, I think.
But only in the morning.
Early in the day. Yeah.
When's your cutoff?
I'm not a big coffee drinker, but I occasionally have it a couple times a week. But like, if I have coffee after like one or two, I won't sleep as good. So like, I just try to have, if I'm going to have it or have a coffee meeting, it's earlier in the day.
Okay.
And then hydration. That's the other one. Like, alcohol also depletes, like, it's a diuretic, right? Most of people's health problems, headaches, gastrointestinal, sleep problems, they're just running on fumes because they're so dehydrated. So it's just like, drink enough water.
Mm. Okay, you ready for our rapid fire?
Yeah, ready.
Okay. Dr. Larry, what's your budget beauty recommendation?
Cold showers.
Is there a product you never leave home without?
No.
What about your little Fitbit thing on your little wearable? Your little bracelet, for your fucking steps?
That's fair. My Whoop, I actually am obsessed with it. And it's just a nice way to understand my body at all times.
This or that, cold plunge or hot sauna forever?
Cold plunge.
Massage or facial?
Massage.
New York or LA?
New York.
London or Paris?
Ooh.
There's only one right answer here.
London.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, that.
Sound bath or salt bath?
Salt bath.
Staycation or vacation?
Vacation.
Wow. Okay. Jonathan, Dr. Leary, what's on the horizon for you? Where can we follow along? Where are you the most active? Where can we stay all up with your, up with Remedy Place and all of your things?
Yeah, I would say Instagram, you know, at Remedy Place or at Dr. Jonathan Leary. You're using both now really to launch this free media platform. So like, we're here to add value, not just to like show us like the things in life. It's really about like, leaning on us to help make you feel better. And that's really the focus moving forward. And you'll start seeing us pop up new clubs everywhere and get into new like business verticals. But I'm most excited about this educational platform.
Well, we can't wait to follow along. Jonathan Leary, thank you so much for coming and teaching us about health things.
Thank you for having me.
Ah!
You've been listening to Pretty Curious with me, Jonathan Van Ness. You can learn more about this week's guest in the episode description of whatever you're listening to the show on, and follow us on Instagram at Curious with JVN. Come on, Curious Universe. Still can't get enough? Subscribe to Extra Curious on Apple Podcasts for commercial-free listening and our subscription-only show, Ask JVN, where we're talking sex, relationships, and so much more. Our engineer is Nathaniel McClure. Our theme music is also composed by Nathaniel McClure. Pretty Curious is produced by me, Chris McClure, Julia Melfi, and Allison Weiss, with production support from Julie Carrillo, Ann Curry, and Chad Hall.